Week number three of the 2017 season has our beloved Chicago Bears returning home to Soldier Field, where they had a decent performance against the Atlanta Falcons. This time, taking on the defending AFC North champion, Pittsburgh Steelers. And here to help us preview that game, Jeff Hartman from behind the steel curtain. Jeff, welcome back.
Glad to be back.
So let's touch briefly on the preseason, because I saw you guys were 3-1 this year. What exactly did you see in the preseason that you liked? What needed improvement? I mean, did you guys miss Le'Veon Bell that much in the preseason? Or, you know, was it all right that he held out until week one?
Well, I mean, Le'Veon Bell, in my opinion, wasn't going to be playing much of the preseason, if at all, anyways. He probably would have been on the Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown guide to the preseason, which was they only played two series in the third game, and that was it. So I don't think they missed Le'Veon Bell. In my opinion, what the preseason proved, and this was one of the better preseasons under Tomlin. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I don't know if he's ever finished 3-1. If he has, it's only been a couple times in his 10-plus years as a coach. They just have good depth. I mean, they've been drafting well. They do a really good job of picking up undrafted rookie free agents and even free agents maybe from the scrap heap from other teams that they are able to come in and contribute, and they had some tough cuts, and not in terms of starters, but ultimately they have good depth on the team, and that was proven in that 3-1 record. They didn't play their starters a lot. There's really no need to, and that's kind of the biggest takeaway that I had from the preseason.
So week one, an interesting game against Cleveland, a 21-18 win, and actually the offense only scored twice, because your third touchdown came from a blocked punt. I was just looking at the stats before we got started here. Le'Veon Bell only rushing for 32 yards in that game. Was that just ring rust from him, or were the Browns really keying in on Bell and stopping the run?
I'd say it was both, and I'd even throw in a third factor, and that is penalties. The Steelers, I believe, had over maybe 144 yards of penalties in that game.
Wow.
A lot of them were pre-snap fouls. And so when you get into, you know, first and 20s, second and 15s, they're not really good running downs. And so Bell, he did have some ring rust. And the Browns did sell out. Greg Williams is a good coordinator. He had that defense really hyped up for that game. They played a very good football game. You had all those. It was kind of like a perfect storm. You know, you have bad penalties. You've got Le'Veon Bell, who missed all the preseason, trying to get acclimated to the NFL again, trying to get acclimated to the offensive line. And then, you know, you throw in a defense that's filling out to stop the run, and it's exactly what you got. So it was a little bit of everything. Wasn't the prettiest win at all. It was actually very ugly, but it was a win. And so I think Steelers fans, although they're kind of disgusted with the performance of the team, ultimately I think they're all happy that they still won that game.
Right, and I see the defense had 7 sacks in that game, so you had to be pretty jazzed about that, right?
Absolutely, and DeShone Kizer was a big reason for those sacks. He held onto the football really a couple times. It was a really long time. But at the same time, you know, the Steelers' pass rush is much improved. They're really getting after the quarterback, and they're doing it without blitzing a ton. That's the biggest key that you've found in the first 2 weeks, is that Keith Butler, the defensive coordinator, has not had to send these all-out blitzes. It's not that they don't blitz. It's that they're not having to blitz all the time. And so that's a good sign for this defense.
And then a more impressive win, week number two against the Vikings. You know, the offense isn't quite lighting up the scoreboard like it did last year, but the defense really seems to be improved. Only 18 points last week to Cleveland. This past week, only 9 to the Vikings, who are all over the Saints on Monday. Not that that's saying much. The Saints' defense is terrible, but you know, 9 points from the Vikings, and you know, a more convincing win for the Steelers this time around in their home opener.
Yes, I mean, some people still weren't happy. Fan base wasn't real happy. The offense, like you said, has not really rounded in the form yet. I think it's still a work in progress. I think they'll get there if they can all stay healthy. Defensively, everyone wants to say, we know Sam Bradford didn't play, it was Case Keenum. Well, the first thing I noticed about Case Keenum is he's a lot more mobile than Sam Bradford is. And Bradford is not a guy that's going to get out of the pocket too much and use his legs to make a play. And Case Keenum, Pittsburgh was only credited with 2 sacks in that game. It could have been upwards of 7, and I'm not exaggerating. If you watch the film, they were all over him. He made some really decent throws. He maneuvered his way around the pocket. And just kind of sometimes just to get the ball away, just to throw it away. And so I have a feeling that if they would have played Sam Bradford, maybe they score a few more points, but I don't think they beat that defense, at least not on that day, because they were flying around. They were really happy, you could tell, to be back at Heinz Field. They honored Dan Rooney, who passed away this offseason.
Right.
It was a very emotional day for them. So I don't know too many teams that they probably would have lost to in that circumstance.
Right, and I see that that Le'Veon Bell, 87 yards this time around, so obviously he had a much better day running the football. And also, I see the penalties were still an issue. 10 penalties, not as many yards this time around, but yeah. 13 the week before, 10 this week. That could definitely key into why the scores are staying in the 20s as opposed to the 30s and 40s that you guys had last year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they lead the NFL right now after 2 weeks in both penalty yards and a total number of penalties. And those are penalties that are accepted, too. So that doesn't count, on a third down, if there's a holding call and they're going to decline the penalty because they're going to punt no matter what.
Right.
That doesn't count. So they've been flagged a lot. Mike Tomlin talked about this almost ad nauseum during his press conference on Tuesday, but at the same time, I kind of agree with what he said. It did get better. They're still working their way back. It almost seems, and I hate saying this, it almost seems like the coaching staff are treating at least the first 2 weeks like extensions of the preseason. They're getting into their groove. They're figuring out what's going to work and what's not going to work. Most teams have already done that. The Steelers, because they don't play their starters until the games count, but they're doing it now. So hopefully that improvement trend continues. And it starts with week 3 in Chicago.
Well, you're catching us at the right time because after that performance against Tampa Bay last week, we are ripe for the picking. It was an embarrassment. So, I mean, you're either going to get a team that is hell-bent on, reversing the trend, or a team that's still, pouting over itself in the way it played last week. So, I mean, it's either or. I mean, after the game in Atlanta, week 1, I've been saying this for weeks, like I had a funny feeling about that Steelers game. It's just something that seems like the Bears kind of have Pittsburgh's number. Aside from 05, it's been a long time since the Steelers have beaten the Bears, especially in Chicago. When you were defending champions in 09, your last trip to Chicago, the Bears won that game. And, we beat you in 2013. And, so the Bears have always kind of come out on the winning end against the Steelers. But, after the way we played against Tampa Bay, I can't help but think that you guys are going to kill us on Sunday.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout. It just doesn't seem like Pittsburgh's a team. Mike Tomlin, everyone talks about his letdown games. And rightfully so. He is, every year that he's been the head coach, at least in the last 4 or 5 years, he has lost a game on the road to a team where he has been favored by more than a touchdown. His first Steelers team has been favored by more than a touchdown. Right now, at the opening line was about 8. I wouldn't be shocked if that number actually went up. I've seen a couple 8.5, 9. It's a big number for a road team. So will the Steelers cover? That's a different discussion. But I don't think that the Steelers are a team right now that's going to come out and just blow the doors off of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
They could. I wouldn't be shocked if they did.
Right.
But at the same time, I look at it and think that the Chicago Bears, it's only week 3. They did play well in week 1, and they were at home. I think they're a prideful team. It's a prideful organization, and they do play Pittsburgh well. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I do think that Pittsburgh will eventually win the game, maybe get this pseudo monkey off the back, but it's going to be a lot closer than people think, in my opinion.
Well, I hope you're absolutely right. I too am optimistic that we will play more like we did against Atlanta than we did against Tampa Bay. It's just that was a hell of a regression from how well we performed, almost won the game against the Falcons, to basically not getting off the bus in Tampa Bay. And we lost a couple more guys due to injury, so we're even more shorthanded than we were, the week before. So it's I'm a glass half empty kind of guy right now with the way that the team is playing. So I have optimism that we'll show up and give you guys a game. But if I had to be honest with myself, I believe like you do that maybe it'll be close, and I hope that it is. So at least I'll be entrenched for 60 minutes, but I ultimately think that we're looking at 0-3 for the third year in a row.
And that would be tough. You know, I was actually at the Steelers-Bears game in 2013 in Heinz Field. I think it was week two.
Yeah.
That was the dreaded 0-4 start for the Steelers that year. They went to London and got beat by the hapless Minnesota Vikings. It was bad.
Yeah.
But that game, I remember, I mean, the Bears fans, and they came out in throngs, and they were down by the field when Jay Cutler was still with the team. And it's definitely been, I don't want to say a fall from grace, but, I mean, it's been a complete turnaround for the organization, it seems, from an outsider's perspective.
Yeah.
Normally a team that seems to draft well, always be in comp, continue to be competitive. But like you said, 0-3 starts the last three seasons. That's rough. It's rough to overcome an 0-3 start. You've got to play some pretty flawless football if you want to claw your way back, especially in a competitive division like the NFC North with Detroit 2-0 and Green Bay and Minnesota. Minnesota's defense, by the way, very good. Saw it firsthand last Sunday. They are a tough, tough defense. They can definitely do a lot of things, and the pass rush is very good.
Well, you're definitely right about the fall from grace, and you know, it's been difficult to sit and watch that the last few years. You know, just when you know you think they might get a handle on it, and then you know, kind of comes apart at the seams the way it did. You know, and you're right about the flawless football thing, because we basically played a flawless game against Atlanta. You know, we made one mistake, and that was that Austin Hooper touchdown, because we didn't make any turnovers. You know, Glennon didn't get sacked a bunch of times or anything like that. It was that one fluke play to Austin Hooper that basically was the difference in the game. And then last week, we were anything but flawless against Tampa Bay, four turnovers in the first half, and we just got trucked in that one. So you're right. Being perfect is how the Bears will win. So, I mean, if we can keep the Steelers, you know, in the red with penalties and maybe force a turnover or two, we might have a chance to come out on top in this thing.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL is so crazy anymore.
It is, yeah.
People always want to just go ahead and when the schedule comes out, write WLWL, whatever the case may be, throughout their schedule. But you honestly never know. I mean, there's upsets every week. There's always games where you're looking at the outcome thinking, how in the heck did that happen?
Yeah,
and it could happen this Sunday at Soldier Field. Like you said, I think the Steelers have only won in Chicago one time, dating all the way back to the 50s. It's incredible. I remember that 2009 game.
Yeah.
I believe Santonio Holmes had a key drop in that game or something of that nature. It was a very odd game. But I'm glad to play in Chicago, for the Steelers to play in Chicago early in the season and not later in the season where the wind, so whatever, all that garbage you all have there in terms of weather starts to happen. So ultimately, though, I think the Steelers, the one thing, and I was on another podcast yesterday, the one thing I do like about Pittsburgh that kind of has me trending towards them winning this football game from a mental standpoint is that they have not been playing that great leading up to the game. You know, a lot of people are saying with the Baltimore Ravens waiting for Pittsburgh in week four, maybe they overlook the Bears, all this, that, and other. They haven't played well this year. The defense has played well. They should kind of be on their high horse a little bit. The offense should be looking at this as an opportunity to make a statement. And that's the attitude they should have. If you thought everyone wants to hold the gold standard of the New England Patriots, and the Patriots are a team that they go into the Soldier Field against this Bears team and they don't even give them a chance to breathe. That's just what good teams do. And so I think if the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to hold themselves to that standard, that's kind of the attitude they need to have. I think that the fact they have not played well, the penalties are still an issue. They have a lot that they can improve on. And I think that bodes well in terms of those Steelers fans that think that this is a trap team waiting to happen.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you. Do you think that the fact that they've won their first two games, but they've maybe, you know, I don't know if you want to use the word sloppy because of the penalties or anything like that. They haven't looked the best. They haven't looked the greatest. They've been, you know, but good enough to win. Do you think because of that, that's how they'll avoid this being a trap game because they haven't played a decent game yet, or they've been good enough to win but not good for like the standard that the Steelers have?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of everything that you just mentioned. Mike Tomlin is a very good motivator, and fans always want to pin, you know, bad losses on him, and he'll take his share of the blame, rightfully so, but at the same time, he's not the one out there throwing the football, running the football, or tackling the ball carrier. So he can only do so much. I guarantee you that he's talked about how they have not played a good game yet, that especially offensively, they could do better. The goal that the Steelers have offensively every year under Todd Haley has been to average 30 points per game. They've come close. I want to say they were at 27 in 2015, but they're not close to that right now, you know. So they have some work to do. So I think that if they can get be focused on the improvement and, you know, use this game, in my opinion, if I were coaching, I would use this game as like a springboard in the week four when they play Baltimore. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
All right. Well, Jeff, I appreciate your time. I know that you're short on it, so you got to get going. But I appreciate the time and this little condensed interview. I think we did pretty good. So thanks so much for calling on and coming on, and we'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care.